boy, he married the girl I paid for. Boy, she is really a good person. And they got four kids, and they get up, they work at shoe factory. He been working there 24 years. And the kids will get up and come down here in the morning when wait for school bus.
Yeah. I'll be.
Yeah.
excuse me. When you had a hen that was laying, did you ever put a kind of a thing in there in the to keep them laying in the nest?
No. They go setting. But when they go setting, we did catch them, put them in coop where they couldn't set on the nest.
Yeah.
We used to keep laying hens all the time, maybe 25 or 30. The wolves got too bad, you can't keep them now.
Well, when they went to setting, did you have a kind of a...
Semlin. We put that little white semlin in the nest for nest day. And, of course, they'd set on that nest day. Wasn't but one way to break them setting, I'd put them up. I set them.
Yeah. Would you ever have one made out of anything else? You ever see one made out of a piece of porcelain or anything like that?
No. They'd
call that a...
artificial egg. I've seen artificial egg made out of plastic.
China egg?
Yeah, and they'd be white, just like a hen egg.
Yeah.
I lived down at baseball, I had down a pond down there. I killed a big old chicken snake down there. And that thing was poor. It's as poor as it could be. Well, I killed it and I cut it in two. Had a knot about that big. And it's watered one of them artificial eggs.
It had...
See, a chicken snake will eat hen eggs with swallow. I've seen them eat the dang many. They go through a paling fence. They get them eggs. They couldn't crawl through. And he swallowed one of them plastic eggs and it wouldn't digest any.
Yeah. How do they... The eggs are so big, how do they...
They'll swallow. You take a little king snake, ain't over that long. I've seen him swallow them old copperheads that long. They'll kill copperheads and swallow them. Now them cane snakes is hard on poison snakes. And they'll kill rattlesnakes. I've sat and watched them time after time. Swallow them little old smoke. That's a smoke in them. They swallow them old copperheads.
Now, about the things your wife used to have to cook with.
Well, she had bread pans, skillets, stuff like that. Kind of like they do now.
And she'd wash in an old...
And a dish pan. And she'd wash them and pour the water in a bucket. We'd carry it out.
Would she ever boil the clothes?
Yeah, in a wash kettle. I've got a wash kettle sitting right around there.
Yeah. What would you eat with?
We'd eat with a knife and fork, just like we do now.
And
spoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we eat with back then.
I mean, the kitchen, you had all different sort of cutting instruments, didn't you?
Yeah, butcher knives, all kinds.
Right. Now when your wife, did she have a garden of her own?
No.
She might grow
something
pretty for the...
Oh, she might plant some flowers or something like that, but I always hope her.
Yeah.
Well,